With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Monument Health in Rapid City has vaccinated nearly all of its frontline healthcare workers. That includes those working in the emergency room, intensive care, and COVID units, as well as acute care. Dr. Shankar Kura is the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the healthcare system. He says even as more people are vaccinated, the public should remain vigilant.
The important thing here is to be extremely cautious, continue to do our hand washing, social distancing, wear that face mask, and make sure you don't gather in large crowds or close spaces. If we do all the important preventive measures that clearly are not difficult, we have a great chance to get this vaccine to all those vulnerable folks.
The hospital system received 800 doses of the Moderna vaccine this week. In the past 3 weeks, it's gotten a total of more than 4,000 doses. Kura says Monument is also vaccinating lab and clinic staff, public health workers, and law enforcement. CVS and Walgreens are coordinating vaccines for nursing home residents. Fewer than 20% of nearly 6,000 applicants have received money via a $450 million grant program to help South Dakota small businesses upended by the pandemic. But some business owners expressed frustration at snags in the application process and a months-long wait for the grants. The program is a cornerstone of Governor Kristi Noem's plan to spend $1.25 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds, sending nearly a third of it to small businesses, startups, and nonprofits that were hurt by the pandemic. New numbers are out on egg and milk production from South Dakota farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has the latest statistics. Egg output in the state totaled 68.5 million eggs from January through November of this year. In all of last year, hens laid more than 72 million eggs. It's still unclear whether total production will be up for 2020. Milk production last month totaled 263 million pounds. That's up 13% from November of 2019. Eric Gerlach is the state statistician for the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. He says it's not surprising to see that increase.
Certainly with milk production, there has been an effort for numerous amount of years to bring additional dairy cattle into the state of South Dakota, and you've seen the infrastructure that's been built up and down I-29 to accommodate that and process that milk.
The USDA reports there are more dairy cows in the state. Comparing this November to last November, the average number of milk cows is up by 13,000 head. Milk produced per cow averaged 1,880 pounds. USDA officials are surveying farmers nationwide to gather year-end crop production numbers. They'll also update information on hired labor on the nation's farms and ranches. Gerlach says the data will help farmers begin planning for the next growing season and assist in administering farm labor programs. The U.S. Forest Service says it sold a record number of trail permits this year for motorized vehicle usage in the Black Hills area. Corbin Herman, the service's motorized trail coordinator, says the agency sold more than 30,000 trail permits for motorcycles, utility terrain vehicles, and all-terrain vehicles. That's an increase of more than 10,000 permits sold from last year and significantly more than the agency has sold in the past. The motorized trail permit season in South Dakota runs from May 15th to December 15th with weather permitting. The Black Hills National Forest includes more than 3,600 miles of roads with more than 600 miles of trails for ATV, UTV, and other off-road vehicles. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.